everyone. Welcome back to my podcast, Getting Messy Slime Co. And in this episode, I will be breaking down what sponsors you may be getting for your channel, YouTube channel, I meant by that, your company, or of course, your podcast like this one. And if that does not take that long, I can also be talking about something very fun, and that happens just to be what a sponsor is, and I just love talking about that because sponsors are so fun. So yeah, let's just start. So what sponsors are, and I have a sponsor for this, and this is actually sponsored by Anchor. Anchor is such a fun way on how to make your own podcast. And you guys should totally download it if you have any thoughts or just you want to start a podcast during COVID-19, because there's nothing really better to do besides start it right now, because, I mean, that's just what I can say. So what does it mean to have a sponsors? A sponsor provides support for someone or something. Typologically, by supplying cash. The word sponsor stems from Latin words, meaning give a such, possibly solemnity. A sponsor might support an important excess such as cancer research or etc. Or a sponsor might take responsibility for someone. Next is how do you get a sponsor? Benefits, subscribe in Dialogic, create an advisory board, ask for the money, promise, then a word I'm not really that sure, DELIVERABLES. Don't tell yourself short. Don't sell yourself short. Sorry. Okay. And so now I'm going to answer some other questions by you guys. How do you ask for sponsorship money? That is the same as the other one, basically, so I'm not going to do that. What do sponsors get in return? I know that they, in podcasts, YouTube videos, or you can sponsor someone, of course. You would be getting them to shout you out in your channel or whatever, like I do beforehand again. Or you can also, they give you money for you to shout them out. So, yes. Sponsorship for events. Okay. How do I get sponsorship for my event? That is the same one I read before. That took, like, that was very, very short, actually. That literally, it's only taking the tiniest bit of time to do this. It only took 4 minutes exactly on the dot. So now I am going to be actually, saying what money you get from sponsors. What's the highest price you can get for a sponsor? What's the most amount of money you can get from a sponsor, which is just like a main question that everybody really has if you want a sponsor. So that's why I'm answering this. But also, I am actually wondering for myself, so what's the most money you can get from a sponsor? Sponsorship or a sponsor, whatever you want to say. Okay, how much money do you give sponsor? How much money do sponsors give you? So, how much do sponsors pay YouTubers? YouTubers charge brands anywhere from 10 to 100 per 1,000 views, depending on the channels, Nikki, and the number of total views. On average, each video will get, if the video hits 100 views, then the YouTuber makes anywhere from 1,000 to 10,000. So that is a lot of money, as that's what it's basically trying to say. How much should a sponsor pay for an event? This will depend on sponsorship levels set by the organizer of events. Sponsorships can range anywhere from 500 to 10 to 1,000, depending on the event. There is also a kind sponsor where no money is exchanged. Instead, it is an exchange of goods, service, or a discount. How do you get companies to sponsor you? We already read that earlier, actually, just different words. How much should you ask for a sponsor? Don't sell yourself short. Ask for 10,000 to 100,000 for each sponsor. That sounds awfully pricey, but don't sell yourself short. And I'm just going to say this in general. This sponsor is actually $15 if I hit 1,000 people that watch this. So please listen to this whole thing. Thanks so much. How do you price a sponsor? We already read that. What are good companies to ask for sponsorship? I also need that for my YouTube channel. So I'm going to read it with you guys too. Wells Fargo, Dick's Sporting Goods, Whole Foods Market, State Farm, Pepsi, U.S. Bank, Bank of America. And the highest one that's the greatest is Wells Fargo. What are the benefits of being a sponsor? Raise brand awards and create professionals. How do I ask a sponsorship for money? We already read that one, actually, but in different words again. How do you reorganize a sponsor or sponsorship? Put your sponsor logos with a link in short description of the company or on your website. How do you thank a sponsor? Here are five better ways you can show love and appreciate to your biggest and best corporation sponsor, no matter your budget. Post a short video of a staff member thanking them. Import photo with short history of sponsor's envelope. Envelope. Use a mobile app to exchange your text post. Post a virtual thank you card. How do I keep my sponsor happy? I'm not gonna actually read that one because, yeah. How do you maintain sponsorships? Put their needs first. That's just an easy one. How do you say thank you for money? Tips for thank you notes for money. Do not mention the amount that was given. The person will know how much they gave to you. If the cash was in the form of a check, it is okay to say thank you for the check instead of saying money. It is okay to say gift. How do you say thank you differently? I appreciate that what you did. Thank you for thinking of me. Thank you for your time today. I value and respect your opinion. How do I say thank you professionally? I'm not going to read that. What is a sponsor in sports? What's a sponsorship in sports? That does not make sense when I read it out loud. How do you ask for sports sponsorship? Create and send a sponsorship letter. And yeah, that's about it for this video. I mean, I keep saying video because I'm so used to saying that, because I also have a channel. Again, go check that out. And this is one of my short videos, but thank you guys so much for listening. And yeah, bye.